The General Secretary of the Ghana Registered Nurses Association, Mrs. Perpetual Feriampofo, says the leadership of the association will hold a news conference today to address issues relating to the ongoing strike over the second-tier pension scheme. She said though they have not yet received any court order to return to work, members of the association will abide by the order once they receive it. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Mrs. Ampofo urged government to look at the issues raised by organized labor and address them quickly so they can resume work.
We have not received court order that is telling us to go back to work.
When we meet, all the other unions are going to bring us feedback as to whether they have received the court order or not, and then we'll take a decision then.
Mrs. Oforiampofo, many are still wondering, even whilst you're working, there are complaints that because of the inadequacy of the numbers, people are still dying. And how much would the situation be with you being on strike, providing only in-service service to your patients?
Yes, I'm saying that if government recognizes that nurses and midwives across the country are providing this essential role, then government should not sit down and wait for this to happen. Over the 2.5 years that we've been sitting at table and negotiating and dialoguing, we have not found any headway to this. And should we work for 30 years, 40 years and go on retirement and be paid lump sums of 4,000 cedis, 5,000 cedis, which is somebody's daily, what do you call it? You know, this is our issue, and this is what we are talking about. Our members are out there. Can you imagine a nurse, a community health nurse or an enrolled nurse, working in the remotest part of Ghana, where there is no electricity, there is no potable water? These people are working in these areas, contributing to the economy of Ghana, ensuring that we provide health services for Ghanaians. And that person should stay there and work for 30 years, 40 years, and when she goes on retirement and takes a car and comes down to Accra to collect her pension, she'll be given 5,000 Ghana cedis or 10,000 Ghana cedis as a lump sum. Is that it? Are we also not Ghanaians like the parliamentarians or government officials who take home huge S-gracious? Are we not humans? This is our problem. This is what we keep talking about.